So we just need to talk into the mics so he can say 1 2 1 2.
1 2 1 2. Sweet, sweet.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the World Athletics Podcast. I'm Ben Harlow, and on today's episode, I chat to high jump silver medalist Yaroslava Mahuchik. Yaroslava is one of the most excitable athletes I have ever had the pleasure of interviewing. She's a really fun person, and her love of high jump and athletics really resonates in the interview. She talks about how she wants to set up a YouTube channel where she can teach people how to speak English, but also learn the high jump. And she also talks about how she wants to be a coach and that kind of thing, but she's only 17 years old, so she's still got a little bit of high jumping left in her, hopefully. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Your English is really good considering you're only 18 years old.
Oh, I'm trying.
Try, it's good, it's good. When did you first learn English?
I teach English in school.
You teach it? Oh, they teach it. They taught you.
Oh, teach. I'm studying.
You're studying. I thought you were teaching all the kids in your school.
No, I'm studying English in school.
Okay.
But when I won the world championship in Nairobi, I was in problem English.
Yeah.
And I understand that I must to study. And I'm going to extra classes and teach English. And now I try to speak more English because it's needed for sportsmen.
No, it's good. It's good that you taught yourself.
Yes.
So you mentioned Nairobi there.
Yes.
Was that the first time when you realized you had to learn English then?
Oh, when first time English so bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you not understand anything?
I understand, but I didn't to say that, and I a lot think about and don't to say, and after this maybe I need to relax.
Yes.
And calm down and say English cool.
Do you watch any English TV shows?
Ellen's show.
Ellen's show, okay.
Yes, yeah. With subtitles.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's experience.
Yeah.
And when you listen more English films or show, you understand and your mind that listen and remember.
What's your favorite English film?
Oh, it's so difficult question for me. I watch the serial. Legacy.
Yeah,
in English it's my favorite.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Have you done a podcast before?
No.
You know what a podcast is?
No.
it's
for video.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So it's just listening, but it's like a TV show, but you can listen to it whenever.
Okay, I watch in YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. So
yes.
This will go onto YouTube as well.
Yeah,
so you can
watch
yourself on YouTube. Do you have a YouTube channel?
No.
No?
But I hope that in the future I have a YouTube channel.
You should.
And now I think how... provide my Instagram promote.
Exactly.
And, yes, and after this YouTube channel.
Yes.
Must be.
You can become a YouTube star. You can do high jump lessons.
And maybe, English lessons. Yes. English lessons, high jump lessons.
You can do it all.
Yeah, for young.
For the young kids,
yes.
Yeah. I'd love it. Do you like any YouTubers? Who do you watch on YouTube? Do you have any favorite? It's a tough question. There's a lot of videos on YouTube.
I think I don't have favorites.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. So we were talking about Nairobi World Under 18.
Yes, in Nairobi, I was 15 years old.
15?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, 15 years old.
That's incredible.
And in September, 16.
Wow.
Yes, it's my first world championships and a big, so seriously competition was.
So how did you feel about competing in a new country?
I'm very exciting and... my parents were excited that I'm going to Kenya.
Yeah.
Yes, but I think that it will be good.
Uh-huh.
It's and okay, go. And I'm going, but we live in hostel.
Mm-hmm.
And for some cells in room. Mm-hmm. It was small room.
Really?
With bed, mirror, and the toilet and bath on the floor.
Oh wow! Oh okay.
And it will so. But when you go and
is you that you're fine?
Yes, sorry.
It's okay, don't worry. We should have told you before.
Yes.
Sorry, but so they were in Nairobi with you.
Yeah, my coach.
Oh, your coach. Yeah.
My coach was in Nairobi, but in Nairobi was very good nutrition.
Mm-hmm. What did you eat?
I eat meat, fruit, mm-hmm. pineapple.
Pineapple.
Yes.
How do you say pineapple in Ukrainian?
Ananas.
Ananas. That's quite like...
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. I'm Ukrainian now.
Yes, go to Ukraine. Yeah. I show you my country.
Yeah, sounds good. Where do you live in Ukraine?
I live in Dnipro.
Dnipro. Where is that?
It's 6 hours from Kyiv.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Sounds good. Maybe we have a world championships in Ukraine.
Oh, maybe in the future.
Maybe in the future. Okay. Yes. Sorry, we keep getting distracted. Nairobi. So.
Yes.
Your coach was there. The food was great. how was the competition?
Competition was good in Nairobi. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy that I'm going to Nairobi because the people who came to stadium and to support his girls, men's, it was so fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And when I jumped,
yeah.
And they cried, wow. And I must concentration.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped
mm-hmm.
with second attempt,
yeah.
192.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cool for me.
Was that a under 18 world best?
It was world championships
best.
Records,
okay.
Yes.
Wow, impressive. And you were only 15?
Yes.
Wow. So fast forward to 2018.
18 now, yes, 18.
Yeah, I'm losing all the years. You went to the Youth Olympic Games.
I'm preparing to Olympic Games.
And prepared for what, sorry?
I'm preparing to Olympics 2020.
2020.
Yes. And I hope that I'm going to Tokyo.
I think you will. I mean, you probably deserve to go after your year. Talk to me about the Youth Olympics in Buenos Aires. Yeah.
In Buenos Aires was good atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
A good company with our Ukraine team, mm-hmm. because it's all Olympic sports.
Yeah.
It's swimming, cycles. It was so good mm-hmm. to know that the Ukraine boy or Ukraine girl the same how to you,
yeah.
you jump and they win the European Championships, it was fantastic. And now, in a few person we speak and writing in Messenger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. And you had a great time in
yes.
Buenos Aires.
Yes, in Buenos Aires, I have relax. Mm-hmm. I have games. We have games program for the sportsmen.
Mm-hmm.
It was so happy, fantastic, funny.
Good, okay. And then 2019... was a very big year for you.
Oh, yeah.
Are you embarrassed?
Yes, it was my first World Championship senior.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go to the start. So Doha Diamond League.
Yes, Doha Diamond League in May, where I win the stage of Diamond League.
Uh-huh.
And I was the youngest person who won the Diamond League in 17.
I remember I was there at the time, and that
yes.
was the big story.
Yes, and I was very happy because it was first start in season.
Mm-hmm.
And I started good, and for me it was fantastic. I'm very happy. And in October,
yeah.
I come back to Doha.
Yes, it's like full circle.
Yes, and for me it was simple because I know the climate,
mm-hmm.
I know the stadium,
mm-hmm.
and when I arrived, the stadium was closed.
Oh, really?
And Varm, no, I don't go to Varm. And I know, oh, not problem. I know the stadium, I compete there.
Yeah.
And it will good.
Yeah, when you're in when you were in Doha and for the first time at the Diamond League and you became the youngest ever Diamond League winner, what did how did that feel?
I think it was a big motivation to work, and maybe it starts that I want to go to Doha to World Championship because before we're talking with my coach and so maybe go, maybe no, it's World Championship senior, I'm young, but after Diamond League we decided that we prepared to World Championships and go.
You clearly prepared very well.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry to be annoying, but I hope you're enjoying the interview so far and stick around for the second half. But I just wanted to plug our social media channels really quickly. You can follow us at World Athletics on all platforms. You can find lots of interesting content there, just fun graphics, highlights from previous championships, live streams from different events, athlete interviews, and just a whole bunch of great content. So, yeah. This has been really annoying, and back to the interview. I remember seeing you at the Prefontaine Classic in Stanford in America.
Yes, yeah. 2 meters.
Yeah, 2 meters for the first time, right?
Yes.
Yes, talk to me about that.
Oh, I'm going to America.
Yeah.
First time.
Yeah.
It was my dream to America to watch. And I'm going, I was a hard flight because 13, yes.
Yeah.
Flight hours in in plane. It was so hard for me.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But I'm done this and jump. I think my coach, when I was first, second attempt, I jump 175 or 176. My coach saying, "What are you doing?" And after this, maybe I'm prepared to, like, I can.
Yeah.
I'm trained.
Yeah.
And jump in second 2 meters, and it's a really good result for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so second stage to go to World Championships and show good results.
Yeah, definitely. Did you, when you cleared 2 meters, it's such a big height in the high jump.
Yes.
It's a very important barrier.
Yes. Before this, my personal best was 199.
Mm-hmm.
And when the bar was in 2 meters, I think, ooh, it's so high. But only 1 centimeter.
Yeah.
But I'm preparing when I stay and consider that it's 2 meters. It's not high. And jump.
It's really funny how 199 can seem like this, but 2 meters is like
yes.
up there.
But after this, I jump 2 meters and I understand that I can higher.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go to the World Championship, I think that I jumped 2 meters and two and finish. I don't go to high. But after this, I get, adrenaline, I want high.
Wait, okay, you're going too fast. We need to, before you got to Doha for the World Championships, so did you think you could get a medal before you started?
No.
No?
My goal was to go to final.
Yeah.
But in final, I don't know that I'm jumped and will be second result.
just enjoy yourself.
Yes.
There's there was a lot of good competitors in the high jump. Maria Lasatskini.
Yeah, Yulia Levchenko.
Yeah.
Yes. But this started my compete in May with adult sportsmen. And I compete with Komersen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was step to get experience.
Yeah.
And when I go to the World Championships, I know all girls.
Yeah.
And girls know me because we speak, we talk in commercial competition. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited that I'm in commercial, I compete for some sales.
Mm-hmm.
In the World Championship, I compete for the Ukraine flag, mm-hmm. and it was so exciting.
What was it like to be in the final with other Ukrainian women as well? Because Ukraine are very good at the
high jump. In high jump, very good. We have Yulia Levchenko, Irina Gerashchenko, and when we go to final with Yulia Levchenko, we was very happy.
Yeah.
And maybe we relax 2 days.
Yeah.
And after this, we compete with a good feeling.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember Yulia, she went 2 years before in London. She was also very young in 2017, and she got a silver medal as well.
Yes, I'm looking for this competition.
Did you watch it?
Yes, I'm watching. I was in holiday.
Yeah.
And in the telephone translation live, and I'm watching, and I was so happy for Yulia because it's medal for Ukraine, mm-hmm. the silver medal, and the result was very great.
Yeah, really good.
But now I jump, and I think that my result is, oh my God, I'm jumped to 0-4. And when my signature and personal best, I know, oh, I want my personal best. And I also want to write 2 meters or 2 meters tall. But oh, my personal best is 2-0-4.
Oh, and so before you jumped 2 meters 0-4, you and Maria were very close in that on score, so you could have almost jumped for gold. When you cleared 2 meters 0-4, what were you thinking?
Oh, I don't think it, because I'm very happy, and my emotion was oh my god. I don't understand that I was in this and I jumped this high.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm going to coach, I say I jumped, oh my god.
So you decided to not jump for 2:06?
No, because when I jumped 2:04, my emotion was very impossible, and maybe I can consider it 2:06.
Mm-hmm.
And I finished, I'm young, and I have the future.
You've got plenty of time to jump 2:06. So 2020 World Under 20 Championships.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch championships
in
Nairobi. And I'm so happy that I'm, because in Nairobi, nutrition, I'm saying,
yes, the
very
food.
Good. Yes.
Ananas.
It's so important. And after this to Tokyo,
mm-hmm.
oh, 2020, I hope that I'm going. Because in Ukraine, we have a good high jumper.
Yes, you have so many good high jumpers.
Yes, and it's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
You must to show the result in Ukraine championships in third place.
You can maybe, do you have to come first, second?
Yes, and if you have the results, you please jumped with a girl, or because our girl very talented, and it's so hard.
yeah, definitely. Going back to Nairobi for World Under 20s.
Yes.
What is your target? Are you going to try and get 2:06?
Oh,
too soon.
Maybe my personal best.
Maybe.
I don't think about this, because when I go to competition, mm-hmm. I think that I must jump good and to join the jumps, but I don't think what I must jump, 2:04, 2:06 or 2 meters. It's not possible.
Yeah. You just don't think about it.
Yes.
You're just there to win.
Is it enjoying?
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoying your work.
Exactly. Or that's always why you should be there to enjoy it. Are you still at school?
No, I'm finished school this year.
So university?
Yes, and now I'm studying in physical
education.
Yes.
Yes.
I want to be a coach.
Yeah.
No. And training the new kids.
Yeah, with your YouTube channel.
Yes.
Yes.
His YouTube channel, and I think that I will be a good trainer.
I think you will be as well. You can do your English lessons and then do your high jump lessons as well. Okay. So the Olympics as well, we spoke about it just a minute ago.
Yes.
How excited would you be to go to Tokyo?
I think it's Tokyo, it's Olympic, but it's competition.
Yeah.
It's all, it's the same. Mm-hmm. World championships, Olympics, European, maybe, I think in your mind, this Olympic, wow. But my coach says, this Olympic, this competition, you jump and join mm-hmm. and it will be good.
Exactly. That's exactly how you should be. Just enjoy it all.
Yes, enjoy. Because I think in every job, you must enjoy your work. Because without enjoying the work was so bad.
What's the point if you don't enjoy it? Exactly. Yeah. That's a very good motto to live your life by. What would you say you would do if you did not do high jump? What event would you do?
I think it was, maybe it will be hurdles.
Hurdles?
Yes, 100 with hurdles.
Really? Okay.
Yes, when I'm going to athletics to my coach, Tatiana Stepanova, I think that I run the hurdles. And now I run the hurdles, but in the training for high jump.
Maybe one day you can do a heptathlon.
Oh, no.
No, too far.
It's so hard for me.
The shot put.
Yeah.
Absolutely no. Okay. Okay, well, I think that's pretty much all my questions for you. Thank you very much for coming on the podcast. First podcast.
Yes, it's my first podcast. It's so funny.
Yeah, good. You taught me a lot as well. Did you enjoy it?
I'm enjoying for this.
Good. Okay. Thank you very much, Yaroslava.
Thank you.
That is the end of this episode of the World Athletics Podcast. But if you want more athletics action, you can follow us on all social media platforms at World Athletics.